If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Let's talk some more. Do you remember the day you should have kept your mouth shut? You probably overshared some really sensitive information there. And you instantly regretted opening your mouth by a sign. Told the wrong person. Why did I say this? Maybe you said something that caused drama or maybe even problems between your loved ones. And until today, you regret ever opening your mouth. Or maybe you tried giving someone some advice, ne? And guess what? It blew up in your face. I remember my younger sister met this boyfriend. I should have said something long ago. I'm like, he's not the guy, Pumi. Just the way he treats you, I'm like, But you know, you want your siblings to learn. Live life, Joe.
Sure.
Like, full pagami, I'm here to help you through. Because that guy didn't last long, a year or two. But that was a long time he was around for. But I should have kept my mouth shut and not said anything. But eventually we had a fight because I told her, he's not the one. How do you know? Oh, stop.
So now Chami says to me, and don't have a man, I'm not going to say same thing, general. Very awesome, dog grand. I see, taking a grand. Same girl and keep on coming.
Oh, no.
And he has to go in Zan. 3 months later, I'm hanging on Duana. Duana Fede, grand of Tamai. I've never been happy in my life.
Okay.
Yabon, Nakchella, boy. Nakchella, Tamu, Lam Dana, I hope grand, and I had Skumba Skumba.
He's proposed.
At him, Loboli.
Ah, Skumba.
Damn. I know for a fact I'm not invited into that wedding. Because after I said that, she just appeared. What's yes, kumbus?
Like, I understand like a joke, but when you talk about something serious or even have like rumors, you start spreading rumors about somebody else. That's not true. Oh, man. And the truth gets to that person. But it happens all the time, man. We make mistakes. We learn from this. The day you should have kept your mouth shut. By the way, what did you say?
About who?
To who?
About what?
Be anonymous, we understand. The day you should have just kept your mouth shut, Joe. Because also, ne, like, especially around friends, you try and keep secrets, other people's secrets, ne, and you don't share. And then they go, when are you in the loop? When are we in BMP? When? Because you're not letting us know. I know you're pointing at him. Because you notice how we always talk about what's happening on the show, and Chris is the one that doesn't say anything.
But at the same time, we get a call from, yo, Jan, things really about Tintin. How?
Moving about Chris, damn. Should have kept my mouth shut around him. We'll get your call 086-000-00959. Voice notes come through. You know the number? 063-6880-959. The day you should have just kept your mouth shut. What happened, man? Let's get to the calls and the voice notes and find out. What happened? The day you should have shut your mouth, but you didn't. And then what happened? The consequences. What did you say? To who? About what? You spread a rumor. So much is happening. Kai family, let's talk, huh? Let's come to you, Lorraine, out in Midrand. Good morning.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
We're good, Lorraine. How's it?
I'm good, thank you. So the day I should have kept my mouth shut, I had a dream. And in the dream, there was a commotion. And me and my friend had been friends for like 20 years. I think I've known her for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And her husband. So I'm single and she's married.
Yeah.
And I had a commotion in the dream that something had happened. And in the morning, I wake up, I pray, I call my friend, there's something that's happening or that's going to happen, but I just need you to pray for your marriage.
Okay.
OMG.
What?
It took 2 days for the commotion to happen, and apparently I'm the one who caused it.
No. Okay, what happened? No. What's Lorraine? No.
She's gone.
Lorraine is gone.
You know, you see your friend cheating, and you report to the partner and not your friend. should have kept your mouth shut.
Ungenapi. Upapiswa yini futhi enye into ileyo.
Let's hit the streets. Kabelo.
As lekker in die more.
As lekker.
Mamela, nankile ka robala go di feeling for one night. Ke kena ditaba tsetsa di tsebeng.
Why?
So back in the days, I think it was around about 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I was still junior then. So I was doing my internship. So I was using a bus to commute from Joburg to Woodmead. So one day after work, the rich I see the reacquainting. This guy very regularly and regularly the bus after work. So now I see him being harassed by the police. Mm-hmm. And now say can interfere. Hey guys, listen, and while in little farm to next. But hey Mchita, keep quiet. I know. It's my right, but oh now it's what the right is how. Bankan naba shared I man if I don't want like a spend a little not
on a lekker Friday.
You should have kept your mouth shut when you know, ne?
That's a bonus when Kamsa, thanks for the call.
Yo guys, mina tanagasi swambe ahlana lo guy ashayi belly atsusa lo guy ngicela ngithi ngoba lo muntu akuthanda abafazi and then uyenzakalani into angiphoxa yona yo so guys mina mangabe une comment vele nje we save kuwe ungalinge uthi vu cause bamithisene guy wabaleka sasokolana ingane ingane seyikhulile u guy sikabuyile babuyelene we love it in the morning
Thomas and Skumba in the morning. The day you should have kept your mouth shut. What happened? We'll get to you, TK Out and Alex, in a second, but we just need to hear this voice note first.
The day I should have kept my mouth shut was when a friend of mine was dating this chick. So he used to complain about this chick, and my piece of advice to him was, I think this chick is just after your money. You should get rid of her. And the following day, the guy went to the bank, I shared a loan. I think it was about 15 to 20,000 loan for this chick. And after niggas ali mali, he told the chick to me, and I said that he must break up with the chick.
Masekumora, TK, good morning. What happened?
Good morning, Thomas. Good morning, Skumba.
Good morning. Hey,
we good, thank you.
Hold on. Uthen wobani wena?
That's what he's saying. Anonymous, quickly, what happened? What happened, Anonymous?
It was worse. There was this guy, it was about 8 years ago. I think I was about 7 years. This guy was with a Itombe. I ran to the guy, and I'm niggas Itombe. This chick was chiga watching Pama who loputi, loputu, I keep him as the one quasa, stone dead, same time. So from that day, I was traumatized until today. In the Bazabantu, and in Bingeni, and in Wedi. Whoa!
Damn, what anonymous?
Whoa!
It became like generations like this, Joe. It drumming, Aga.
What?
Stabbed to death. Okay, wait.
No, let's breathe.
Let's breathe with this one quickly.
We love it in the morning. Guys, hey, advising people is wrong because they might take it the wrong way. Imagine advising umuntu mdala to say what they shouldn't be doing, certain things. Then your whole family decides what abasakhulumis. It's been 2 years.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.